we are rolling. There we go. That seems pretty good. Welcome, everybody, to Generic Talk with your host, Eric John, or EJ, whichever one you like better. Go ahead and do it. But yeah, welcome back to another episode of my favorite things to do, and that's just talk about anything. Today, I'm going to talk about, let's see here, where I've been. It's been about a week and a half, 2 weeks since my last podcast. Took some time off to go camping with my family up in the beautiful lake area of Patagonia. And man, it is super busy there now. Patagonia is not what it used to be, where you can just drive up, pitch a tent, and just roast some marshmallows. Now you have to go buy, you have to reserve in advance. You are like neck and neck next to people. It is just, it's a lot. But it's fun. Camping, don't get me wrong, has always been fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. But man, it is super packed over there. Even on weekdays. We try to go like during the week. And then eventually would lead up to the weekend. But, man, it's still packed. There's trailers in and out. People, tents in and out. But it's fun. Was there for a couple days. Came back. And then our son had a procedure that he needed to get done, which he is now doing fine. Everything's all good. He's at home resting, chilling out. Actually, I don't even think he's resting. He's just acting like he's resting because he's back to his old self. He's crazy. He's ready to do things. But yeah, that's where I've been. Back now. And just ready to talk about what's in the media these days. And that's U of A basketball. Sad. I'm over it. I don't even know who the players are anymore. I don't care to know who the players are because it just seems like they're one and done. They go to the NBA anyway. Or they go overseas, you know, they don't care about playing college basketball anymore. But yet they want to get paid, you know. But it's not about that. It's not about them. That's a totally different subject. It's, for me, I don't care about U of A basketball anymore because of what a certain individual has allowed for the things that have been happening to the program to happen. Does that make sense? Yeah, it does. And I think we all know who I'm going to say. Sean Miller. You know, the guy has let this program, and I say he has because it starts with the head coach. Everything starts with the head coach. If you're successful, starts with the head coach. If you're losing, starts with the head coach. If your assistant coaches are doing stuff underneath your nose that you don't know about, starts with the head coach. How do you not know? How do you not know what's going on with your program? With your, it's like having children. You take care of them. You raise them. You develop them. You coach them. And you bring in a nanny or somebody to do, to assist you in those things. But yet you are taking a blind eye as to what they are doing. Or you act like you don't know what they're doing, you know? That makes zero sense to me. So it starts with Sean Miller. I have wanted Sean Miller out of the University of Arizona basketball program for, I can say confidently, over the last 6 years. The reason I've wanted him out is because he's not a big-time winner. Yes, he has a great record on paper. Yes, he gets us to, and not us, but he gets the U of A basketball team to the tournament that matters, March Madness. He's also led the University of Arizona basketball team to a tournament that we do not like to go to, the NIT, and we were not successful in either. We're 0-1 in the NIT. One and done is what I should say. Book Richardson's Mark Phelps took a, you know, they took a lot of, they actually are the reason the U of A program is under scrutiny, under the gun, under a spotlight, whatever you want to call it. They were assistant coaches to Sean Miller and obviously are no longer coaching in the Arizona program. All of them have tarnished what, and I, with all due respect, rest in peace, Mr. Lute Olson has built. He built this program. He put U of A basketball on the map. And it's not all is gone, not all is done, but it doesn't look good for the Arizona Wildcats in years to come. Sanctions all over the place. Banned from the tournament for a couple years. You know, it's terrible. It's terrible. This is all the media talks about. It's got me talking about it. I don't even watch U of A basketball anymore like I used to. It's not fun. It's, I don't even know who's even on the team. I think I can name one player, and he's been there for 4 years. Ira Lee, that's it. But I don't care to watch U of A basketball. It's not fun anymore. It's not fun, not because we're not winning. It's just not fun because you can't get to know the players because they're gone after a season. I don't like looking at Sean Miller on the sidelines because I know he's not a winning coach. He's not a big time winner. And now because of what he has let happen to this program. But we'll see what happens in the future. We'll see what happens. I mean, he has 1 year left on his contract. And if the athletic director wants to re-sign him, go ahead. I don't care. I don't even watch the basketball team anyway anymore. I'll watch them when they start winning with someone else. And when that someone else is, I hope if it does happen, when they get rid of Sean Miller, that they at least give somebody a chance that's actually been through the program. A player that's been through the program. I can name a few. Jason Terry, Damian Stoudemire, Luke Walton, Miles Simon, Mike Bibby. You know, those guys, they like to coach. You had Mike Bibby. I know he had some trouble back in Phoenix, coaching. But hopefully he's learned a lesson. Give him a chance. You have Damian Stoudemire taking a Pacific program from ugly duckling to beautiful swan. I mean, that program has been turned around because of Damian Stoudemire, who used to be a coach assistant at the U of A. Bring him back. Bring JP back. Josh Pastner, who played and coached under Lute Olson. So he knows the game. You have so many. Jason Terry sitting on the sidelines. He might be next. Maybe that's why he's there. Put somebody that's been through the program and knows and respects what has been built, before them. Put them in that role. We need some respect brought back to the University of Arizona Wildcats basketball team. And big ups to the women's team. Shout out to the U of A Lady Cats. They have been killing it. And yes, they're slowly but surely starting to get more notoriety. So, congratulations to them. Adia Barnes turning that program around. That's awesome. I'm glad the Wildcats women's basketball team is doing really well. And does it by the book. That's the way it should be done. U of A has always been an elite program for men's basketball team. You don't need to go out and pay these kids or entice them, hey, you come to U of A and there'll be something in it for you. Coming to U of A, there already is something in it for you. An education and an opportunity to play at an elite program with elite athletes. That's the incentive. None of this, if you come, here's $10,000 under the table, $100,000 under the table, here's a car for your mom, here's a car for your dad, a house, a tractor, whatever the case may be. I've seen the movie Blue Chips. I'm sure some of you out there have seen the movie Blue Chips. That stuff goes down. It does. But U of A doesn't need to do that. They don't need to be a part of that crap. They're an elite enough program to where you want to come to U of A and put on this jersey? There you go. You're welcome. That's it. You know, shame on Sean Miller and his book, Richardson, and Mark Phelps for having to, thinking they had to do that. You don't have to do that at the University of Arizona. You don't. You recruit a kid, hey, man, we're recruiting you for a reason. We think you're good. You want to come try out? You want to come play for U of A? Boom, you make the team? Boom, you're welcome. Enough said. Oh, on top of that, you get a four-year education. And if you don't make it to the U of A, or excuse me, if you don't make it to the NBA, well then, you at least have an education under your belt from a real prestigious university. I think U of A is a great university, and you have a four-year degree from there. Now you could take your talent somewhere else. And if it's not the NBA, at least you have the education to go and get yourself a really nice career started. You know, you had your time at U of A. You'll always be a U of A Wildcat. You'll always be a member of the basketball team, an elite program. But now, the NBA is just not for you. So what? But that's the incentive. And we need a Wildcat to pitch that. I guarantee you put Jason Terry or you put Jason Terry, you get him as a coach, a 20-year NBA vet, retired, championships, you get him to go to somebody's house and say, here, young man, you want to come play one of the best programs in the nation? Boom. 5-star. Boom. U of A, back on the map. They'll know who Jason Terry is. Sean Miller, so you were on YouTube when you were 7, spinning basketballs all over your body. So what? I don't care. Now you can't even control your own program. Get out of here. Done with you. Do I sound angry? Because I'm not. I'm not angry. I just had a huge cup of coffee. That's all it is. With a little bit of cream. A little bit of sugar. But yes. I'm not angry. I'm frustrated. Get this guy out of here. That's all I'm saying. And bring in some U of A. Bring in some old school U of A. That's it. Boom, boom. Win-win. Everybody's happy. God. Seems like forever ago U of A won a national championship. 97? Jesus. What was that? I was 12? Yeah. That's amazing. But, yeah, I mean, we need to do something because this program does not deserve to be going under the scrutiny that it is right now. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But let's see what else. I'm done with that. Let's talk breakfast, baby. I had breakfast this morning. It was delicious. Made myself some French toast. Probably one of my go-tos when it comes to breakfast. But you know, it was a little on the sweeter side, and I forgot to throw in some bacon. Which kind of like offsets it, you know what I'm saying? Gives it that little salty aspect to the breakfast because, you know, the sugar with French toast, real sweet. Or not sugar. God, jeez. What am I saying? Maple syrup with or on top of the French toast. But yeah, bacon. What I'm getting as your guys out there that are listening, what's, you know, when you guys get a chance, send me a text. What's your go-to for breakfast? I'm a breakfast guy. I love breakfast. Don't really get the opportunity to eat breakfast too often. But when I do, I like some French toast, some corned beef hash. Oh, I love corned beef hash. If you guys are a corned beef hash fan out there, you know, let me know. We'll be best friends. Bacon, hash brown, eggs, a little bit of fruit. And then to water or wash it all down, orange juice. That's what I love. But I love breakfast. Speaking of corned beef hash, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Hopefully everybody has their green ready. Hopefully everybody has their green beer ready. Jameson. Oh, picklebacks. That's a good drink for St. Patty's Day. Picklebacks are real good. So get yourself some pickle juice. Throw it down. Wash it back. It's delicious. If you don't know what it is, Google it. I'm just kidding. It's just whiskey with a shot glass and then pickle juice another shot glass. You do the whiskey first, pickle last, pickle back. There you go. Heard a good joke the other day. Actually, it was a while back, but what concert cost 45 cents to get into? Again, the question, what concert cost 45 cents to get into? $0.50 featuring Nickelback. That was a joke that I was told the other day. Thought it was pretty funny. I'm gonna roll with it. But yeah, now I'm going off on tangents. But yeah, U of A basketball made me sad. Breakfast, delicious. Don't really have any other topics to talk about. I don't want to get political. I don't want to get too heavy into things, but I think I'm going to call it what it is. But before I do, some shout outs. Last podcast that I did, I think it was the one where I was talking about movies and new shows that were coming out. And I said, a buddy of mine texted me, shout out to Turtle. He said, hey man, you were talking about the Targaryens from Game of Thrones, but you said that the new show that was coming out was Lord of the Rings. So I just want to apologize. I meant Game of Thrones. I think I just got ahead of myself. You know, sometimes I talk faster than when my brain moves. So sorry about that. I meant Game of Thrones, not Lord of Rings. Shout out to Turtle for calling me out via text message. Thank you. Couple other shout outs I want to say. My boy Jay Tapia, thanks for hooking me up with the cleats, ordering them for me. Coming through in the clutch. They're awesome. And by cleats, I mean for our baseball teams this coming season. Looking real forward to playing baseball again this year. I just need to get my ass back into shape. Yesterday I went to go hit a little bit, do some infield, outfield, and by the fourth or fifth minute, I was gasping for air. So I really need to get back into shape. I'm struggling. Struggle bus is real. But it's fun to be out there. Just love it. Even when the fields are crappy and I almost broke my ankle in a gopher hole, I love it. Baseball is super fun when you're out there. But yeah, just a couple shout outs. Thanks. Hopefully you guys like the podcast. If you do, with that being said, real quick, if you guys like the podcast, or, you know, if you're a listener and you want to be on it, let me know. We'll set something up. I have dual mics. I have the means and technology in 2021 to facilitate a second person or even third if need be. But if you guys want to be a guest on here, I'd be more than happy to have you on. Because one thing about me is I love to talk. Sometimes it gets a little sad talking to yourself. I'm not going to lie. I'm just sitting here talking to myself, pondering my thoughts, which then filter out into the microphone. But it'd be nice to have a little one-on-one, you know, a little back and forth. Discuss whatever you want to talk about. I don't know if you guys can hear my son in the background. He's screaming his head off back there, but he's okay. He's just messing around, playing around. But yeah, if you want to be on the show, let me know. We can set something up. I'm always looking for some guests. And by that, I mean, like, truthfully, like, if you want to be on, let me know. None of this, oh yeah, we'll plan something and nothing ever happens. No, let's do it. Time to stop messing around. Shit's getting real. You know what I'm saying? But, all right. I think that's it for me today. I'm at the 20-minute mark. I think I've said all that I can. If you like this podcast, send me a text saying it sucked or it was amazing. And if you want to be on, let me know. All right. Well, I guess that does it for us, or it does it for me. I love you guys. Have a great day. Enjoy your week. Send me some text messages if you have any topics that you want to, you know, talk about or be addressed. I'd be more than happy to look into them and give you my spiel on them. All right. Well, love you guys. I'm going to get out of here and I'll talk to you guys later. All righty. Bye-bye.